back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we're diving into a topic that feels like looking into the soul. Literally. We're talking all about mirror manifesting and how looking into the mirror can be one of the most powerful ways to bring your desires to life. But heads up, we're not just scratching the surface here. We're going deep, because manifesting starts with knowing who you truly are. Today's episode is all about helping you take that next step in understanding yourself. We're keeping it fun, but trust me, you're going to get a bit of science, some hands-on practice, and a lot of inspiration to reflect on who you are at your core. So, are you ready to look within? Let's jump in by talking about the mirror technique itself. Mirror manifesting is this incredible blend of intention, affirmation, and psychology. Basically, you look directly at yourself in the mirror, and you speak out your intentions and affirmations. You're talking directly to yourself, eyeball to eyeball. Sounds simple, right? But here's why it works. When you look into your own eyes, something amazing happens. Studies in psychology tell us that looking into our own reflection, especially making eye contact with ourselves, can actually create new neural pathways in the brain. It's like giving your brain a little reminder that, hey, this is real. Those intentions, you're speaking. They're connecting with the deeper part of you, the one that feels and remembers. That's why this technique can be a little intense. It's you facing you, which is something we often tend to avoid. I know it sounds a bit heavy, but it's so worth it. So let's dive a bit deeper. Have you ever noticed how mirrors don't just show you your appearance? They actually seem to reflect the emotions and energy that you're putting out. That's why sometimes looking at your reflection feels good, and other times it can feel confronting. When you're face to face with yourself, you get this clear and unfiltered version of who you are in that moment. And here's where it gets interesting. This mirror practice isn't just about saying positive things to yourself. It's a chance to really see who you are beneath all the daily distractions and noise. We live in a world where it's easy to distract ourselves with so many things through work, school, social media, even things that feel good but don't actually nurture our true self. Mirror manifesting invites you to pause, to listen to your own voice, and to understand what makes you, you. I want to say something important here. Going within and doing this work is not something everyone is willing to do. Self-reflection takes courage because it means facing things that we might normally ignore or cover up. But here's the truth. The relationship that you have with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship in your life. The better you know yourself, the better you can show up as your true self in every area of your life. All right, let's get into a little practice that you can try. First, find a quiet space where you can be alone with a mirror. This could be a bathroom mirror, a small hand mirror, anywhere that you feel comfortable. Next, take a deep breath and center yourself. Look directly into your eyes and let yourself feel whatever comes up. Next, begin with this phrase, "I am ready to see my true self." Pause. Let the words sink in. Then start to say some affirmations that feel true to you. You might say something like, "I am worthy," "I am capable of change," or "I am learning to be my best self every day." As you say each affirmation, try to keep eye contact. Notice how you feel. The goal is to connect with yourself on a deeper level, one where you feel seen and understood by you. Take your time with this. It's not about rushing or feeling a certain way. It's about allowing whatever emotions come up to be there and accepting yourself in that moment. Here's a little science to back it up. When you talk to yourself in the mirror, you activate the brain's limbic system, the area that processes emotions and memories. It's like telling your brain, this is real. You're planting seeds in your subconscious, making it easier to believe the words that you're saying. And there's more. Affirmations spoken to yourself in the mirror can actually build confidence and increase self-compassion. The simple act of seeing yourself and speaking kindly helps create a cycle of positive self-talk. This is especially powerful if you're working on breaking old patterns or behaviors. Think of this as creating a new and empowering feedback loop with yourself. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you love this episode, don't forget to subscribe, like, or share it out. I want you to remember that there is no right way to manifest. It's about discovering what feels true to you and honoring that path. And if mere manifesting resonates, give it a try. Take it slow, explore it, and see what you uncover about yourself. I'd love to hear your experiences. Tag me on social media and share your journey. Also, be sure to check out my Hey Link Me page in the show description or notes for curated resources, links, and merch designed to support you on your journey toward a more radiant and empowered life. I'm always adding something new to my Hey Link Me page, especially fresh merch, so be sure to check it out often for updates. Your support really does mean the world to me. Until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.